Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship today with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for all which you enable us to achieve and do from morning to now. Thank you for all our brethren, their working places and their achievement. Thank you for all the working ministries and ministers and workers in your vineyard to go on and serve you. Thank you for all the parents and the families, and thank you for all those who obey your word and your command and apply them in their lives. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in the life of each and every one of us. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for providing our needs. Thank you for all your protections, oh God. Thank you for the guidance and discernment. Thank you for all the right decisions that you had led us. We thank you, Lord, our heart full of gratitude to you in the name of Jesus. Let's come to the Lord and confess our sins and the wrong things that we have done. Forgive, Lord, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. And I pray you heal our sicknesses and diseases in the name of Jesus as we repent of our sins and our wrongdoings. Let's ask the Lord to give us our need. Lord, you promise, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and give you rest. Give us our needs, O God. Take our burden, our problems, you solve. O God, the closed doors, you help us how to manage. Give us wisdom. Direct us for solutions that we need in our lives. Lord, we continue to pray that you protect us, protect all the brethren from the COVID-19, this pandemic everywhere. We pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you guide us and you help us and you strengthen us, O God, to go on in also serving you. We pray that as the Holy Spirit leads us, that we will move by the leading of the Holy Spirit and you will protect us from this pandemic. And I pray that no one of us here or in other places will be forced to take a vaccine against your will, O God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you support us and you strengthen us, O Lord. We pray for more gifts of the Holy Spirit, O Lord. Give us more gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, take all the work of the flesh, the grumbling, the weaknesses, the laziness, the complacency, we rebuke all in the name of Jesus. I pray for the pouring out of your Holy Spirit on the flesh, that our children, our young people will see visions and dreams, and they will get baptized with the Holy Ghost, they will speak in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and also they have the message of wisdom, message of knowledge. They will exhort, they will preach, they will pastor, they will teach, they will evangelize, they will reach new people, they will prophesy, they will help, they will encourage. Lord, we pray for all these gifts that we lack: leadership, encouragement, showing mercy, giving generously. Lord, we pray you give us the various of these things, the faith, the gift of healing. You provide for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for all the brethren, the leaders, the pastors, the parents, protect them and use them to evangelize and reach new people. I pray for more evangelism. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted. I pray for more ethnic groups to be reached, more villages, towns, cities, streets, and even new countries and nations and new continents to be reached by your church in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, for our protection here in UAE and other places that your church had been reached through members and families and congregations in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, also Sierra Leone, Malawi, and Australia, America. We pray that you give us favor in the heart and mind of all these governments, O Lord, and all our logistic needs that will be provided for us by your favor, by your help. And we pray for the prosperity of all these places. So as they prosper, we too will prosper. We commit ourselves for prayer. Bless, O Lord, all the workers and the watchmen. Ministry of praying and fasting. Give them good health, strength, and answer their prayers. Answer our prayers, O God. We pray for harvest of new souls in the name of Jesus. And we pray for also bless our church home school and use it to disciple more students and to help families who want to raise up their children in the fear of yours and holiness, that they will be part of the school in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that we as a church will be a caregiver church, a loving church, extending the hands of Jesus to those who are in need, O God. Here we are, Lord. Send us and use us, mighty. And I pray even for our worship today. Anoint all the item of our worship, the songs, the prayers, the recording, the instruments, the message, the giving. Let your name be glorified and lifted up. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand up and let us worship the Lord in spirit and truth, giving our hearts and life unto Him. Thank you, Lord. Accept our prayer and our worship and speak to us. Bring us to the most holy place. Change us, O God, in the name of Jesus.
Stronger, power, my name.
support in our life. We thank you, God, and we praise you. We continue, Lord, give you glory and honor and praise. And as we praise you and clap our hands, we believe, Lord, that you do great miracles and wonder, and you will fight the battle for us. We thank you, Lord. We adore you. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, O God, we trust you, you will help us, you will protect us by your wing. You will shelter us, O Lord, from all the threats, from all the work of Satan's, you will shield us. Come and put your trust in the Lord. satisfying us, comforting us, filling us with the Holy Ghost and hope and assuring us. We bless you, Jesus. And with the rest of our worship, the giving, and all the item of our worship. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and offering and our first fruits and our vows to God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you give us. Thank you for all the brethren who commit their lives to obey your word and the act of giving according to the scriptures. Open the windows of heavens and bless them, and also fulfill your word in their life. Rebuke the devourer, O God, and I pray also, Lord, for us so much blessing, satisfy their needs. Let all nations know that they are blessed by you. And all this small amount of money, multiply it, use it to satisfy the needs and to reach the lost. We thank you, God, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue today speaking about how to take the right decision, how the church helps people to take the right decision. And we'll go today to Ephesians chapter 4. And we read from verse 11 to verse 16, speaking about the fivefold ministry and what God had given to the church of offices to help the church members, families, ministers, the saints, the workers to take the right decision in life. Saying he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Thank you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you for your word that you send always on time to help us to understand your will and to apply them in our lives, the principle that we learn from your word. Put verses and words in my lips and make the message clear. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Take it and spread it. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And the Lord has sent up, he sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit here speak about five gifts he had given to the church. These are the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We define each in every office, and we will see how it can contribute to the members how to take the right decision. The apostles are the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are sent by the Lord, their ministry accompanied by signs and wonders. Christ has revealed them, himself to them, and he sent them. And we now, who are doing the ministry, we are not apostles, but we are doing the apostles' ministry who put the foundation of the New Testament church based on Christ Himself. The second gifts are the prophets. Prophets are those who declare the will of God, blessing and prosperity for those who obey the Lord, and also declare the God's judgment and wrath on those who disobey the word of God. Also the prophets who will declare what is going on, what will take place in the future to prepare the people of God. The third gift is evangelists. Evangelists is those who bring the message, the name of Jesus, to places and people who have not heard about Christ's name, and help them to take decision to forsake their sins and follow Christ. The fourth gift is the pastors. The pastors are responsible to lead the people of God into a green pastures, to feed them with the word of God, and to guide them away from work of Satan, away from dangers, and to keep up the flock and care for their well-being. The teachers are those who are precisely explain the word of God and precisely give the application of it. Teachers are strict in implementing the teaching that God gave. How these offices help us, help the church, help the members to take the right decision. The apostles, doing the apostle ministry, is to teach the word of God, the doctrine, the teaching that based on Christ, and with this, and so people obey, will be sure that they are following the will of God, and consequently they will take a decision, the right decision that God wants them to take. The prophets are how to help to take the right decision. They will really declare the will of God to the people and challenge them to obey the instructions, and warn them about if they will disobey the word of God. And also the prophets, they will tell what's going to take place in the coming futures, and they will, with that, they will give warning to the people to warn them about certain things to take place, and they will prepare them, that they will prepare themselves to overcome that. And also the prophets, they will assure those who are taking right decision to continue in the same way of life, but they will warn those who are disobedient. The evangelists are dealing with the new souls, and their task, how to help people take right decisions, is to challenge them to give their life to Christ, to confess their sin, and to give up their old life and all the practices, and to embrace Christ and to follow Him. The pastors are helping the people by continuous follow-up, continuous feeding, and teaching, and moving the flocks away from dangers, from false teachings, and helping each and every member to take right decision and right step in life. The teachers in every church, God has put certain teachers who will give the certain teaching that the church needs to combat a particular sin, and in such a way the people will be aware of what is wrong and avoid it, and help them to take right decision and step in life. What for these five offices God has given? They all work together for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It works for the perfection. It will add to us what we lack. It all goes through the word of God, declaring the will of God. These five offices will deal with a different kind of people in Christ and help them to be perfected. And also it helps the work of the ministry, it guides the ministry in the right way, how it will go, and also edifying to cleanse the members, the saints, the families, the ministry from sin. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. These five offices, as declared the word of God, that everyone through knowing God's word, be knowing Christ, and when he say, come in the unity of the faith, when we attend and follow the teaching that Christ want us, we'll be united in one mind in Christ, and to a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature and the fullness of Christ. That's where here the growth will go on. As we receive teaching and apply them, we'll be growing and maturing, perfecting, will be edified, and also will be protected. In verse 14, that we henceforward be no more children, not to be immature, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. We'll be aware of false teaching, false teachers. We'll be aware of the devil tactics and schemes. By the sleight of men, we'll be aware of those evildoers and cunning craftsmen, those who are used by Satan, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Here, these five offices will protect the church, protect us, protect the member from work of Satan and those who are work of Satan. But speaking the truth in love, we give the word of God. These five offices give the word of God. Because of love and through love, they grow up in Him in all things. This is the love of God to us. And we'll grow in love as all these five offices are allowed to work and operate in the church by the power of the Holy Ghost, that we may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even in Christ. These five offices connect us with Christ, the head of the church, and also make us like Him and mature and growing, and unite in Him in faith. And from Christ being the head, the rest of the body joins, part of the body will be spread and grow and expand. And here, how the worker prepared, how the bishops, the elders, the deacons will be coming out from the body of Christ, out of the work of these five offices. And we will going to discuss these offices in other messages. And in Sabers 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. These five offices will work with Christ, and Christ will work through them to expand the church and raise up more workers, so that all the body will be supported, love of Christ, and God will go through it, edification coming on, maturity, growth, increase in faith. Let's all stand. Let us commit ourselves to the teaching that we receive, to honor these five offices that God gives to His church. Those who do apostle ministries, the leaders of the church, the prophets that God raised up, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, all work together to edify the body, to bring maturity, to help everyone to take right decision, right step in life. Yes, Lord. Repent of your sin, commit your ways unto Him, and according to what we have received today from teaching. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We honor your word. We apply them in our lives. Lord, I pray, let this message apply in the life of our church. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Take your word and spread it, O God. It reaches the body of your church. Let your people, O God, be edified. In Jesus' name. Territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.